security arrangement is the backbone of forming a government. So for the actor Riek Machar to come, he can come, and we believe we have the political will to continue with the implementation of the security arrangement. Much as Dr. Riek Machar is here. But we don't want us to be pulling robes here on something that we could have done before his coming, because it's supposed to be done during the pre-transitional period. And secondly, the issue of the political detainees, they are not yet, we still do not know their whereabouts, whether they're in jail, whether they're being released, or they are not there. We do not know. We need also to know the fate. Because that is, found, as I said, it's political. It's not something that I'm supposed to talk about.
How will this implementation go, given the fact that with this, a lot of challenges you are facing? Do you think that this implementation will continue, given the fact that there is no money, and as you have cited?
What I believe in that is, we have, as I said before, the political will is there. What is left now is for us to get support. Regardless of what, even if little support that we can get, we'll make sure we'll go forward. And this VIP protection force, if they will agree on it to be increased to a complete division, we believe that the rest will just move on very fast. Because I believe if the VIP is deployed, trained and deployed unifiedly, then we are going to have the government being formed without any problem, because the VIP will be able to protect the whole country, not necessarily the presidency. And that is what we want, because we want the VIP protection force to be deployed all over South Sudan, not necessarily in Juba, because concentrating the military in Juba is bad for us.
Our citizens may be now in Juba these coming days, try to see exactly what is going to happen in Addis Ababa between Dr. Riek and the President of the Republic, which are expected to go and meet. What is the top agenda, and what do we expect? What do the citizens expect from that talks?
We expect to see two things. Either the government is going to be formed in May, or there will be extension, which I believe will not be 6 months, but at least they will come to a minimum of, I bet, 3, 2, or 4. Depends on whatever they will agree, but people shouldn't think of disagreement and people are going back to war. No, we are not going back to fight.
But there are sayings across Juba saying that the IO seems to be not serious in implementation of the agreement, by saying they are pushing the formation of the Tigonu in some period of time. What do you say about this?
We are serious. And that's why we're here. It's not very easy to come to the place of, to the home of someone you have been fighting with without any support from anybody else. And be sure that you are also implementing the security arrangement. We have been meeting a lot of challenges here. You have heard from the issue of being thrown away from hotels. Those are some of the challenges that we have been facing as IO in Juba. Without us being in Juba, I don't believe that we will really achieve what we have achieved so far. So we are serious with the implementation, but what we want to make sure is we need to avoid going back to clashes, like going back to bloodshed again. That's why we are requesting for the extension, because at the end, what is important is to have complete security in the country, not necessarily something temporal. Dictator can come. Yes, we can form the government without us having a security arrangement. Now, if we don't have the command and control of the army or the military, and there are some people who are like militias, are we stable security-wise? We are not. Anything can happen, and people can go back to bloodshed, and will be worse, which we do not want. That's what we are trying to avoid. We know people are tired of the suffering currently, but we don't want to have a small break then go back to another suffering. Let us continue to suffer, then have at least peace coming. Our forces are in cantonment site. What we are waiting for is just to find a way of registering them and training them for the unified training. And I believe that will never take us 1 month, because now what is left is just to find a way of registering them and sending them to the training. Now, 1 month completion of whatever it is going to be done in cantonment site, then another 1 month would have done for us all the training. Then the deployment can start within the 3rd month. That would have given us the opportunity to have at least unified army, unified national security, unified police. That will work the best interest of the nation, not the best interest of parties or individuals or tribes. That is our plan for the few coming months. But all in all, we want our civilians to understand that we are not going back to war. We are done with war. It is time for us to move forward to the next level. all we need is to make sure that, okay, this peace settles in.